So you'll have to excuse me this afternoon, and actually for the last day or so, I've been taking help from Fisherman's Friend. My voice is just, we had 3 days of seminar here, and somehow Krishna took away my voice afterwards. I lived in India for about 20 years, mostly in Bombay. And for the last 4 years, I've been based in New York, but I've been traveling all over the world, making presentations, seminars, etc., on congregational development in ISKCON. And I have GBC responsibilities in both New York and Bombay, but my main portfolio is international membership and congregational development. So again, I thank you all for coming here, and please excuse my lack of voice.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam
Namaskritya.
Narang Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayamudirayet.
Tato Jayamudirayet.
Nastapraeshu Abhadreshu.
Nastapraeshu Abhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, entitled Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu, text number 24. Atha Prasadaye,
Prasadaye
Na
Tvam,
Tvam Shapa,
Shapa,
Mokshaya,
Mokshaya,
Bhamani,
Bhamani,
Yan,
Yat,
Manyase,
Manyase,
Yasaduktam,
Yasaduktam,
Mama,
Mama,
Tat,
Tat,
Kshamyatam,
Kshamyatam,
Sati,
Sati,
Atha prasadayena tvam.
Atha prasadayena tvam.
Atha prasadayena tvam.
Atha prasadayena tvam.
Shapa mokshaya bhamini.
Shapa mokshaya bhamini.
Shapa mokshaya bhamini.
Shapa mokshaya bhamini.
Yanmanyase yasaduktam.
Yanmanyase yasaduktam.
Yanmanyase yasaduktam.
Yanmanyase yasaduktam.
Mama tachamyatam sati.
Mama tachamyatam sati.
Mama tachamyatam sati.
Mama tachamyatam sati.
Atha.
Atha.
Therefore. Prasadaye.
Prasadaye.
I am trying to please.
I am trying to please.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Tvam.
Tvam.
You. Shapa mokshaya.
Shapa mokshaya.
For being released from your curse. Bhamini.
Bhamini.
O most angry one.
most angry one.
Yet,
which,
manyase,
you consider,
he,
indeed,
asadu uktam, improper speech,
mama,
my,
tat,
that,
Kshamyatam.
Let it be excused.
Sati.
O most chaste one.
Translation.
O mother, you are now unnecessarily angry. But since all my happiness and distress are destined by my past activities, I do not plead to be excused or relieved from your curse. Although what I have said is not wrong, please let whatever you think is wrong be pardoned. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Being fully aware of how the results of one's karma accrue by the laws of nature, Chitraketu did not want to be released from Parvati's curse. Nonetheless, he wanted to satisfy her, because although his verdict was natural, she was displeased with him. As a matter of course, Maharaj Chitraketu begged pardon from Parvati.
Atha prasadayena tvam shapa mokshaya bhamini yanmanyaseya saduktam mamatacham yatam sati.
O mother, you are now unnecessarily angry. But since all my happiness and distress are destined by my past activities, I do not plead to be excused or relieved from your curse. Although what I have said is not wrong, please let whatever you think is wrong be pardoned. A devotee naturally wants to see everyone happy. Sarve sukino bhavantu. A devotee never wishes that others will be put into distress. Paradukha dukhi. Rather, a devotee feels distress when he sees that others are experiencing misery. But because of his superior knowledge, the devotee knows why people are suffering. Yehi sansparsaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate. Because people are attached to the bodily conception of life, therefore all of their misery is coming. Otherwise, the soul is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. And there is no need for any suffering of the soul. It is only due to ignorance. Krishna says, Mama Ivangsa Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. All living beings are my parts and parcels. Krishna is Anandamaya Vyasat. He's always enjoying. So the living entities also are meant for enjoying. Eko Bahusyam. Krishna was one, and he divided himself into different parts and parcels. Svangsa and Vibhinangsa. Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. And the only purpose was for his own pleasure, to enjoy with his separated expansions. In fact, we are only separated from Krishna by our ignorance. Otherwise, we are always within Krishna. We are never separated from him. Just like the fingernail is part of the body, and it grows because it's part of the body. But nevertheless, when we cut the fingernail, we feel no pain. So we are dead to Krishna, although we are part of him, and we are within him, and we are meant to enjoy in his association. That's our constitutional position. Therefore, Lord Krishna instructs all his devotees who are enlightened with this transcendental knowledge to do welfare work to others. Janma Sartakari Kara Paropakar. Try to perfect your birth and perfect your life as a devotee, and then Paropakar. Upakar means welfare work. try to render welfare work to others, relieve their suffering. Therefore, the devotees, they take great trouble to organize a grand preaching movement. For example, Srila Prabhupada took so much trouble to try to organize the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we are benefiting from that effort of Srila Prabhupada, and we are getting an opportunity to relieve our distressful condition in this material world. But if we allow our animal nature to overcome our spiritual or Krishna conscious nature, then our progress will be checked. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, madamatsarya. These are our real enemies. Lust, anger, greed, envy, etc. So here in this verse it is explained that Mother Parvati has become unnecessarily angry. And Chitraketu explains the reason why it is unnecessary anger. He says that all of my activities, my good and bad reactions, my happiness and my distress, they are destined by my karma. Once we accept this material body, there is a program of activities through which the body must move. There will be some good times and some bad times. Sometimes we will make profit and sometimes we will make loss. Sometimes we will be successful and sometimes we will be a failure. But a devotee of the Lord, he is not attached to the fruits of his work because he offers everything to Lord Krishna. If we don't offer everything to Lord Krishna, then we will become attached to the results and we will suffer material duality. Krishna says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tangstathaiva bhajami aham. Whatever priority you give me, I will give you. Whatever percentage of our life we surrender to Lord Krishna, that much percentage Krishna will reveal himself to us. Yatechasi yatha kuru. He tells Arjuna, now Arjuna, you do as you like. Krishna says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshtu, name dvesha, priya, what is that? Name dvesho?
Stina priya.
Huh? Stina priya. Na priyaha. I am equal to everyone. I am not envious of anyone. I am equal to all. Therefore, we have to act in the same way. The devotee of the Lord has to be completely unattached. Vidya vinaya sampane brahmane gavi hastini shunichayava svabhakecha pandita samadarshina. The devotee sees everything in the material world as the same. The material world is asat achit nirananda. It is temporary, full of ignorance and full of suffering. No matter how you try to paint it, Italians are all many good artists over here at painting, but no matter how you try to paint the material world, you cannot enjoy old age, disease, and death. Just like this stool room, the bathroom, you cannot make it nice. You can put some incense, you can put a fan, you can put an air conditioner. There will always be a bad smell. You should finish your business quickly and get out. You're not meant to spend a long time in the bathroom. So as spirit soul, we are not meant to spend our time loitering in the material world. And in order to make our exit, we have to first of all learn to control our senses. Therefore, Lord Krishna has given us a very nice process. Otherwise, it would be very difficult. Arjuna, 5,000 years ago, complained about his restless mind. Arjuna was emperor of the whole world. He was not an ordinary man. He was very aristocratic and very sense-controlled. But even he cried to Lord Krishna, Chanchala hi mana Krishna pramati balavadridam tasyaham nigraham manye vayoriva suduskaram. My mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, very strong. Does it sound familiar? He said it would be easier for me to go out and catch the wind than to control my mind. Did you ever try to catch the wind lately to stop it from blowing? But still, Arjuna is saying it would be easier for me to do that than to stop my restless mind. But Lord Krishna answered, Ashangshayam mahabaho mano dur nigraham chalam abhyasena tu kontaya vairagena chagriyate. Undoubtedly, you're right, Arjuna. The mind is very difficult to control. But by constant practice and by adopting the right style of life, it is possible. So the right process of life is this varnashram dharma. We have four ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasa. And these ashramas are all exactly that. They are ashramas, and they are meant for spiritual advancement. For example, the greatest number of devotees are in the grihastha ashram. Does it mean that because they have been given a license for sense gratification, therefore, there is no need for them to follow sadhana bhakti? Just like, for example, if you go speeding down the road very, very fast, 180 kilometers per hour, and the policeman catches you, can you pull out your license and say, no, I've got license, it's okay? No, you've got license to go within the speed limit. So similarly, we have got Mangal Arati, we have got Japa during Brahma Muhurta, we have got Guru Puja, Sringar Darshan. This is all part of our sadhana. Sringar Darshan.
Sringar Darshan.
Greeting the gods. So everybody is meant to follow this process by which their enemies, lust, anger, and greed, will be curbed down, cut down, diminished. Tate nu kampam susamikshamana bunjana evatma kritam vibhakam. The devotee of the Lord sees that whatever is happening to him, evatma kritam vipakam, it is happening because of my previous activities. Everything happens because of our previous activities. No injustice in the kingdom of God. There is no one to blame except ourselves. It is only when we forget that Krishna is the supreme controller that we become discouraged and bewildered. So in order that we will remember Krishna, that he is the supreme controller, we must have strong sadhana. Asat sanga tyaga evaishnavachar. We have to give up the association of television. That's how the asat enters our house. India. the great India, for thousands of years steady in its culture. The Persians attacked India, but they could not conquer. The French attacked, the Portuguese attacked, the British attacked. The British, they knew that if we are going to conquer India, we have to teach them English and make them Catholics or whatever. But they couldn't do anything. But now television has conquered India. I saw recently I was in Bangalore, and I saw this little old Indian lady sitting in front of a television watching MTV. MTV. You don't know what is MTV? MTV is a channel in America where they have 24 hours rock and roll music. And she was sitting there watching it, and she didn't know what it was all about, but she was completely glued to the idiot box. What do you call idiot box? How do you say in Italian? The box of the idiot. Idiot is a type of crazy person. So if we want to curb down our lust, anger, and greed, then we must keep ourselves in the fire of devotional service. The fire will purify us. Therefore, it is said, Nasta praishu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. All of our sinful reactions will be destroyed almost to nil if we, in the association of Vaishnavas, hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We hear about the activities of devotees like Maharaj Chitraketu, who was victorious over anger. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Matra sparshas tu konteya sitoshna sukha dukkha da agama paino nityas tangsta tikshasva bharata. You have to learn to tolerate the duality of this material world. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we learn about real persons who have achieved success. And how do we achieve success? Mahajano yena gatha sapanta. Dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam. Mahajano yena gatha sapanta. We follow in the footsteps of these great personalities whom we are hearing about. And if instead we spend our Sunday morning watching cartoons on the television, then we will follow in the footsteps of the great personalities like Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse. We have to judge by the result. It's very axiomatic truth. You will see. The weak get weaker and the strong get stronger. Treading. It's very difficult to just be in one place in devotional service. Either you follow the instruction of the spiritual master or you don't follow. Are there any questions or comments? No, I said you rise above happiness and distress by offering the fruits of your work to Lord Krishna. It is because we think, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, that we get mixed up in happiness and distress. We actually have to learn to be detached from happiness. Just like if someone works in the material world and gets a lot of success, then he enjoys happiness. But for a devotee, he works for Krishna's pleasure. He gives the fruits of his work to Krishna. And if there is success, he offers that to Krishna, all the fruits. And if there is failure, whatever fruits are there, he offers that to Krishna. And by acting in that way, his mind is peaceful. His happiness is not derived from the success or the failure of an activity. His happiness is derived from simply the opportunity to work for Krishna. That makes him feel happy, to have that work. Yes, Supta Vigra. As an impersonalist, you can say that you are Krishna? Yes. Or you're Jiva Tattva, you're Vishnu Tattva. Yes. No, we also accept that we are Krishna. We do not disagree with the impersonalist's understanding that everything is Krishna. Everything is Krishna's energy. They are not wrong, but simply they have not gone far enough to describe the complete absolute truth. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti shabdyate. The absolute truth is described as advaya gyan. It is non-dual knowledge. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. It is all spiritual. But within that Brahman, there is the Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality. Within Brahman, there is the Supreme Brahman. Just like the Mayavadi understanding is that the individual soul, the condition of the individual soul is an illusion. And after liberation, the soul merges with the total Brahman and becomes indistinguishable. But the Vaishnava understands that we do not merge with Krishna in the sense of losing our individuality. We merge in the sense of being one with God in purpose. They give the example of a drop of water merging back into the ocean. But we give the example of a green bird flying into a green tree. The green bird becomes one with the green tree, but he can fly out again also. So we have no disagreement. Sarvam kalvidam brahma. Everything is Brahma. Everything is Krishna. Everything is spirit. But there is more. There is deeper understanding. Everything is expansion of Krishna, but there are different degrees. Any other questions? Yes, sir. No, Krishna creates Tathasta Shakti. Tathasta Shakti has the capability of living in the para prakriti or in the apara prakriti, in the superior or the inferior atmosphere. It is all based on desire, whatever you want. The responsibility lies with you. No one else. It's you. So decide what you want. You want to suffer in this miserable material world repeatedly, lifetime after lifetime? Or do you want to go back home, back to Godhead, where everything is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge? If you want Krishna, then you're going to have to stand and fight against Maya. It doesn't get easy at any stage, but you have to fight. But Krishna consciousness is a joyful process, although it requires a strong effort from your part, but it is a joyful process. It is not dry. Any other questions? Yes. There are 5 direct relationships with Krishna and 7 indirect. So one of the indirect rasas is ghastly rasa. Maybe because they're accustomed to worshiping God in a suffering condition, therefore they think that is the method. I'm sure it's been discussed many times, but, you know, they worship Jesus Christ in great suffering condition. I'm sure you've talked about it many times, but they're worshiping Christ in a suffering condition, so maybe they think that's the way you worship God, by suffering and then offering it to Him. I was in one church in Milano yesterday, and we saw one martyr who they had a big statue of him without any skin. And then there was another statue of a priest, and someone was stabbing a knife into his chest. And, you know, everywhere there was suffering in the church. You know that fellow, that priest with no skin? You know that one? What's his name? He was tortured. They pulled all his skin off his body. He was alive. Skinned alive. You never heard of him? How many of you been to that church, that big church in Milan? Huh? No, I don't know if it was Daniel. He got eaten by lions. That was a different one. What was his name?
What did he say?
Anyway, they worship suffering. I mean, it's... So then you can offer them more ecstasy. You can give them a bottle of poison and encourage them to enjoy. Yeah, if they enjoy worshiping God through suffering, then let them suffer some more. Any other questions? Yes, Sukhdevi. Was the door closed before? Or? Okay. Well, everybody can practice sadhana in their own house. I know many devotees in India, businessmen, who have more strict sadhana than the so-called devotees in the temple. I know a place in Italy called Radharamana Dhamma, where many people are living and not attending the morning sadhana. Can the congregation get any worse than that? I suspect they can do a better job. Just we have to preach nicely. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tangstataiva bhajami aham. Whatever priority people give to Krishna, He will reciprocate with them. Lord Chaitanya wanted us to broadcast this knowledge to every town and village. And the only way we will do that is if we increase the number of devotees preaching. And it's obvious that the devotees are not going to all become brahmacharis, first class brahmacharis like Supta Vigraha Das. Anyway, you see, I mean, my experience, that's why it's good for all of you or some of you to spend a little time in India before TV takes over. Then you will see the last vestiges of culture, where there are so many nice grihastha devotees who are living away from the temple and who have a nice temple in their house and are very pure devotees. You can see. And that's what I see 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 200 years from now, ISKCON will be growing in terms of a large congregation. And it is up to the brahmacharis and the sannyasis to preach strongly so that we have a high standard for everyone. And there will also be many renounced, enlightened grihastas who will preach strongly. It's true. We should make sure that everybody chants Hare Krishna, because then they're devotees. Kanta Hare Krishna. Anyway, anyone who chants Hare Krishna is a devotee. But it's true that we have to be very careful about all of our activities. But still, we should also be very careful about committing Vaishnava aparadha. I can get up here on the Vyasasan and scream and yell and accuse. But afterwards, we should all try to be loving and friendly as far as possible. There is a story from the Ramayana, not Ramayana, it's Ramayana. Lord Rama is not yawning. This is yawning, so Rama yawn. No, it's not like that. Anyway, back to the Ramayana. Lord Rama, he used to have a gate in his palace which was meant for anyone. It was a big gate, and there was a place there where anyone who had any complaints about anything in the kingdom could come and announce his complaint. So Lord Rama was always concerned, being a good leader, he was always concerned about any complaints of anyone in his kingdom. And every day he would inquire from his ministers, has anyone made a complaint? Is there any complaint? But because he was such a nice leader and everything was so auspicious in his kingdom, there were no complaints. But still, every day Lord Ram would question, are you sure? Are there no complaints at all? So one day, one of his ministers was a little hesitant, a little slow in answering. So then Lord Rama said, no, what is it? Tell me. So then the minister said, well, there is one dog and he has got some complaint. And Lord Rama said, immediately call him, bring him here. So they brought the dog and Lord Rama inquired, my dear dog, what is your complaint? Please tell me. So the dog said that it was a hot day in the afternoon and I was lying on the road sleeping, minding my own business. I was not bothering anyone. I was just sleeping like dogs do. And then this Brahmana came along and he walked on the street right up to me and gave me a big kick. He completely disturbed my sleep. Lord Rama was very shocked. He said, this is very bad. Call that Brahmana immediately. So the ministers, they brought that Brahmana and Lord Rama inquired from him, did you do this thing? And the Brahmana said, yes, I was in a bad mood. I had a bad day at the office and I kicked the dog. So then Lord Rama said, oh, he has to be punished. So he talked with his ministers, but according to scripture, the Brahmana is not to be punished. So then Lord Rama did not know what kind of punishment to mete out to the Brahmana. So the ministers said, why don't we ask the dog? So then the dog said, you make this Brahmana the big priest in your biggest temple in your kingdom. So then Lord Rama and the ministers, they were confused. What kind of punishment is that? We should make the Brahmana the biggest priest in the biggest temple. And then the dog said, well, in my last life, I was the priest in that temple. And I used to go everywhere in a big palanquin. And I used to chastise people and curse people. So be careful of Vaishnava Aparad. Even if you're right, it's dangerous. Hatimata is called mad elephant offense. Someone may not be a strong Vaishnava today, but later on they may become very strong. We don't know how they are moving. So, katayantascha mam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. The devotees enjoy discussing Krishna consciousness together. So, jare deko tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you see, whomever you meet, talk about Krishna's instructions. Don't compromise the standard. Once you begin to compromise, the standard goes down and down and down and down. But always be a gentleman. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.